Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling
with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
This week, the case of the spouse who will not leave the house, the case of the hermit husband, coming from a concerned partner who says that their husband has taken the pandemic stay-at-home orders beyond their use-by date. A big welcome to our two experienced problem solvers, performer, instructor, and regular Too Hard Basket contributor, Anna Akia and Rowan Bark of ABC Alice Springs. Welcome back to you both. As usual, I want to hear some brief context from you. One sentence, please, so that we can get it to hear the problem next. Rowan, are you much of a homebody?
I'd probably like to be a bit more of a homebody than I am. I'd like to be a bit of a hermit. And I think it's okay to be a hermit, but you do have to have some sort of restrictions on that. So I think in this case, it's all right to stay being a hermit, but there needs to be some rules around it.
Rules around being a hermit. Okay, gotcha. Anna, what about you? How much of a homebody are you?
Oh, I think I got chosen for this dilemma because I am a well-known hermit. Love it. Good advocate for hermitude.
Great. Let's get into it with our wannabe hermit and our actual hermit advocate. Sarah's written in, and Sarah says, during a tough couple of years dealing with COVID lockdowns and long spells of homeschooling, my husband and I did our best to share a small home office, but it had its moments. I often found myself working on the kitchen bench, the kids' bedroom, even the car at times, just to avoid his loud phone voice and Zoom meetings. Once we were allowed, I started to go back into my workplace, even though the office is half empty. I'm mostly going in to get a break from my husband. I love him dearly, and we have a strong relationship, but I'm struggling. I've started to suggest that it might be good for him to go into the office one or two days a week, but he's not interested, and his manager isn't pressuring him, so he's staying put. I'm worried it's not good for him to spend so much time at home. He tells me he's happy and doesn't need as much social interaction as me, but I am concerned that COVID has turned him into a hermit. How do I encourage him to get out more, or should I let him be? If you have a problem, if you want to have your say on this problem, the text number is 0418-226-576 or via the ABC Listen app if you've registered, or on the RN Facebook page. Rowan, to you first, what about this dilemma resonates with you?
Well, it resonates because I think that there was part of all of us that during COVID we quite liked spending a bit more time at home, and we quite liked not having the pressure to go out and to socialise and to be in the office. And, you know, I think for a lot of us, a lot of that has stayed as well. You know, we had a little taster of it then, or well, for some of us, we had a big, big taste of it during COVID. And I think for a lot of people, it stuck around as well. It's that sensation of, oh, actually, I can still be at home and I can be connected with people, because I think one of the key parts of this story is the fact that he's still on these Zoom calls. So he's actually still doing a lot of interaction and a lot of speaking to people. He's just not seeing them in the flesh. But, you know, there was something sort of quite liberating about that period that meant that we didn't have to be forcing ourselves into social situations all the time and being in the office. But, you know, as I said before, there are some rules around this one. So I think I feel like it's okay to do what he's doing, but they do need to be aware of a few different aspects.
Yes. And Anna, how do you see Sarah's dilemma?
Well, I think there are two issues here. One is, I think Sarah has ceded the territory of the home office. Mm. So now she's going back into the office. I don't know. We know from the history of geopolitics, once you've ceded territory, it's almost impossible to get it back. So I don't know if that, I don't know what the context, how her marriage works, if that requires negotiations, sanctions, I don't know. But, I mean, once you've ceded territory, good. Yeah, that's right. Good luck getting it back. The other thing is, you know, I think I know a lot of people who are really obsessed with, you know, I think busyness and productivity and stuff is seen these days as some kind of moral virtue. You know, oh, I'm so busy. I'm running here and there. I never have a moment to myself. Oh, busy, busy. I've got to go here. I've got this party and this baby shower. And, oh, I've got to work all the time. Like, it's, I think a lot of people were caught up in that kind of cycle, discovered through the lockdowns and COVID that they're probably, you know, were hermits all along. And it's given people who are probably a bit more introverted, who like hanging around at home, who aren't obsessed with constant socializing. I think it's given a lot of people a permission to be their true selves. So I think the issue for Sarah's husband and for Sarah is was he a hermit all along and now he's just discovered it and he's living his best life?
Or simply,
yeah,
is the issue...
Or is the hermitude perhaps a sign that he's stuck in a rut? The trick here is to see, is he really happy and content and enjoying himself? Or is he, if he's complaining, if he's depressed, if he's not motivated, if he's a bit negative?
Sure. Well, if I look at the letter, Anna, he says he's happy. I think the issue, Rowan, is literally just the sound of his voice, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and look, we only had a very brief lockdown here in the Northern Territory, but, you know, my wife and I were both working from home and we have this spot in the kitchen which is sort of prime. It is just the prime office space. It's exactly where you want to be. It's right in the middle of the kitchen and it's right on the edge of the breakfast bar. And it's a great place to sit and you can see out in the garden and it's lovely. So, you know, we would have a bit of a struggle as to who would make it to that spot first in the home office, because once you're there, you're locked in. And also, you know, we don't have a big house. So whoever's on the phone, whoever's doing the Zoom meetings in that space is taking up the entire house. And the other person is relegated to probably some cupboard in some bedroom somewhere if they want to have a conversation. So I think that's one of the issues here, is the fact that he's taken over that space and she doesn't really feel like home is home anymore. Home has sort of become his
office.
And that's right. So it's not really her space anymore.
Yes. And in terms of just the loud Zoom meetings, there are probably a few mechanical, technical things that could possibly help there, Anna. Do you think it might be an issue of simply asking him to speak a little quieter?
Probably. But there are those people who, when they are on a Zoom or a mobile phone call, who do yell a bit louder, like
yes.
My grandpa on the
Can
farm, who would yell the further away you were, you know. But I think, you know, perhaps that's a discussion. But again, I don't know what kind of a husband he is. Is he the sort that you can talk to, or, you know, does he respond better to actions? I don't know.
But that's something for Sarah. We can only really work off the letter, and it says that Sarah loves her husband dearly. They have a strong relationship, but she is struggling with that one aspect. So let's talk about this shared office issue, Rowan. You sound like you have got a bit of experience there. How would you, if this was you, how would you broach this conversation?
Oh, look, I think if they've got a good relationship and, you know, she says she loves him dearly and that, you know, he's happy in himself at the moment, I think they probably just need to have a bit of a frank conversation and say, well, you know what, when you're sitting in the middle of the house or you're in the home office and you're speaking on those Zoom calls with your loud voice, it means I can't get anything done. So can we work out some sort of roster or some sort of arrangement where you get to use it, I get to use it, you speak quietly, maybe it means getting some better headphones or something so that, you know, he's feeling more connected in the call and doesn't have to raise his voice, because that can often be a thing. I know when, you know, I'm on a Zoom call and it's on the laptop, I'll often speak a lot louder than if I'm using a microphone and headphones, that sort of thing. So I think they should have a conversation around just the dynamics of work. And, you know, hopefully if they've got a good relationship, they can have that honest conversation and hopefully he will respect what she's saying and they'll be able to sort of come to an agreement there. I think that's probably the best way forward on that part of the dilemma.
Yeah, and to the other
you
part
know,
of
the other thing yes. you could do is maybe collect a lot of egg cartons and line
yes.
the study. Soundproof that room.
And it's good looking too when you've got a room full of egg cartons. Definitely good.
Yeah. Everyone gets egg cartons. Collect a few egg cartons from the neighbours and staple them to the door, and that might block out some of his booming voice so Sarah can get her work done.
Well, listen, you're talking to somebody who made a radio show inside a cardboard box for much of the pandemic from her home.
Oh,
so.
Perfect.
See? You get it.
You know,
you get it.
I'm there. But what about the other arm of this conversation, which is not just the loud voice, but the worry over the husband's well-being? Anna, how would you approach that part of the conversation?
Look, well, I think this is an issue for looking at him. Is he happy and content? You know, because I think people are obsessed with productivity and busyness and, you know, that you're some kind of good member of society if you're always busy and doing everything. And some people don't, you know, some people get true joy from resting, thinking, reading, quiet time. You know, introverts get their energy from alone time. Extroverts need a lot of social stuff. So I think the question for Sarah is, does he think he should socialize and get out more because he should, because that's something you should do? You should go to this party. You should go to that work drinks. You should be at all of these things that you don't want to be at. Or does she think that he should do that because it would be good for him? Like, I think there's a question of balance. Like, if he's always in the house and never going anywhere or seeing anyone, probably get him, G him up a little bit, get him out. Mm. But if he's happy and content and he's delighted that the pandemic's given him permission to not have to go and do all of those things that he doesn't enjoy that much, then let him be. I mean, I think it's a question of, is it good for him, or do you think that he should be doing this stuff?
Interesting.
You know, some people, that idea that you should do everything, I think it's wrong for some people.
Yeah, interesting divide that Anna points out there, Rowan, doesn't she, that we don't really know, is this a Sarah problem or is this the husband problem? What are your final thoughts in this last 30 seconds we've got?
Look, I think maybe he needs to be encouraged to take a walk around the block every day just to get out of the house. But if he's on Zoom calls all day and he is socialising, you know, he's comfortable at home, but he's interacting with people. If that wasn't happening, I'd say maybe he does need to get out and see some people just for his own mental health. But if he's talking to people all day, he's on Zoom, he's on video, he is socialising, just get out of the house every now and again for some fresh air. That's probably my tip.
Fresh air never hurt anybody. Thank you so much to our two regular Two Hard Basketeers, Anna Akia and Rowan Barwick. You can hear Rowan on ABC Alice Springs, and Anna is founder of Anna's Go-Go Academy. Thank you both. And if you got a problem you want us to take out of your Two Hard Basket so we can help you solve it, send it to us. You can email lifematters@abc.net.au. Put Two Hard Basket in the subject line.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.